Ellen stood at the nursery window, looking out at the gray sky and the wet, blowing branches of the trees. It had been raining and blowing all day. The roof pipes poured out steady waterfalls. The lilacs bent over, heavy with the rain. Up in the sky, a bird was trying to beat its way home against the wind. But Ellen was not thinking of any of these things. She was thinking of the story that her grandmother had forgotten again. Ellen's grandmother was very old. So old that she often called Ellen by the names of her own little children. Children who had grown up or died years and years ago. She was so old, she could remember things that had happened 70 years before, but then she forgot a great many things. Even things that had occurred only a few minutes before. Sometimes she forgot where her spectacles were when they were pushed back on her head. Most of all, she forgot the stories that she tried to tell Ellen. She would just get to a very interesting place, and then she would push her spectacles up on her forehead, look vaguely about her. "I forgot what came next," she would say. Very often, Ellen could help her out. "Why, Granny, don't you know the little bear's voice was so thin and shrill, it woke little Silverhair right up? Then when she opened her eyes and saw the three bears," or, "Why, then when Jack saw the giant was fast asleep, he caught up the golden hen." And so the little girl would go on and finish the story for the old grandmother. But there was one story that Ellen could not finish for her grandmother. It was a story that she had never heard. At least she had never heard the end of it. It was about a little princess named Goldenlocks, who always had to wear a sooty hood over her beautiful shining hair, and who had a wicked stepmother. Again and again, the mother had begun the story, but she never got further in it than where Goldenlocks was combing her hair at night all alone in the kitchen. Once she had reached that point, she would stop and say, "Ah, what was it that came next? What was it, little Clara? Can't you remember? It's so long since I've told it." Clara was the name by which the grandmother oftenest called Ellen. Sometimes the little girl tried to make up an ending to the story, but always the grandmother would shake her head. "No, no," she would cry. "That's not it. What was it? What was it? I forgot, but remember." She worried and fretted so over the story that Ellen was always sorry to have her begin it. Sometimes the old grandmother almost cried. Now, as the child stood looking through the window at the rainy world outside, her thoughts were upon the story, for the grandmother had been very unhappy over it all day. Ellen had not been able to get her to talk or think of anything else. And the house was very quiet, for it was afternoon. The mother was busy in the sewing room. Grandmother was taking a nap. And the nurse was crooning softly to the baby in the room across the hall. Ellen had come to the nursery to get a book of jingles. She was going to read aloud to her mother. And now, as she turned from the window, it occurred to her that she would put the bookcase in order before she went down to the sewing room. And that was just the thing to do on a rainy day. So she sat down before the shelves and began pulling the books out, now and then opening one to look at a picture or to straighten a bookmarker. The nursery walls were covered with a flowered paper, and when Ellen had almost emptied the shelves, she noticed that the paper back of them was of a different color from that on the rest of the room. It had not faded. The blue color between the vines looked soft and cloud-like, too. And almost as though it would melt away at a touch. Ellen put her hand back to feel it. What? Instead of touching a hard, cold wall as she had expected, her hand went right through between the vines, as though there were nothing there. Ellen rose to her knees and put both hands across the shelf. She found she could draw the vines aside just as though they were real. She even thought she caught a glimpse of skies and trees between them. Well, in haste, she sprang to her feet and pushed the bookcase to one side so that she could squeeze in behind it. She caught hold of the wallpaper vines and drew them aside. And then, well, she stepped right through the wall and into the world beyond.